From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to end a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup. At one point, coup supporters defended several coup opponents when they were attacked as they tried to enter the hotel. The violence came as mediators working to end the political unrest in Burkina Faso were expected to announce a resolution of the crisis. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria by early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the developments. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin. Under the new plan, the U.S. limit on refugee visas, currently capped at 70,000 annually, would jump to 85,000 in fiscal 2016 and then rise to 100,000 the following year. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.